హలో స్టూడెంట్స్, వెల్కమ్ టు డిస్టెన్స్ లెర్నింగ్ ప్రోగ్రామ్ లాంచ్డ్ బై ఏఈఎస్ క్లాస్ 8 మ్యాథమెటిక్స్ చాప్టర్ 2 లీనియర్ ఈక్వేషన్స్ ఇన్ వన్ వేరియబుల్. దిస్ హోల్ చాప్టర్ ఈస్ డివైడెడ్ ఇన్ టు 4 మాడ్యూల్స్. దిస్ ఈజ్ మాడ్యూల్ 4. ఇన్ దిస్ మాడ్యూల్ 4 వీ విల్ లెర్న్ హౌ టు సాల్వ్ లీనియర్ ఈక్వేషన్స్ దట్ ఆర్ రెడ్యూసబుల్ ఇన్ టు సింప్లర్ ఫామ్, అండ్ వీ విల్ ఆల్సో లెర్న్ how to reduce some equations into linear form and solve. Now let us take up the equations of that type which are reducible to simpler form and solve them. Let us solve an example. Example 18. Solve 6x plus 1 by 3 plus 1 equal to x minus 3 by 6. So if we observe this given linear equation, we have fractional terms both on the left hand side as well as right hand side. On the left hand side we have 6x plus 3, and on the right hand side we have x minus 3 by 6. These terms are in the fractional form. So before solving this linear equation, we try to reduce this into simpler form. Now how to reduce it into simpler form? If we observe the denominators of the fractional terms, we have 3 and 6. 3 on the left hand side and 6 on the right hand side. We know that LCM of 3 and 6 is 6, because 6 is multiple of 3. Therefore, LCM of 3 and 6 becomes 6. Now, 6 is the suitable number to multiply both the sides, because 6 being multiple of 3 as well as 6, this get cancelled while multiplying term by term. So multiplying both the sides by 6, we get 6 whole multiplied by 6x plus 3 plus 1 is equal to 6 multiplied by x minus 3 by 6. Now to simplify, let us open the brackets. So 6 multiplied by 6x plus 1 by 3 plus 6 multiplied by 1 is equal to 6 multiplied by x minus 3 by 6. Now on the left hand side, the first term, we have 6 by 3, this becomes 2. Therefore we get 2 multiplied by 6 plus 1 plus 6 is equal to, now on the right hand side we have 6 by 6, this becomes 1, so it becomes x minus 3. Therefore, the equation gets reduced to 2 multiplied by 6x plus 1 plus 6 is equal to x minus 3. Now, simplifying on the left hand side, we will get 12x plus 2 plus 6. Therefore, 12x plus 2 plus 6 equal to x minus 3. Hence, 12x plus 8 equal to x minus 3. Now transposing x from right hand side to left hand side, we get 12x minus x plus 8 equal to minus 3. And we know that 12x minus x is 11x. Therefore, 11x plus 8 equal to minus 3. Now transposing 8 from left hand side to right hand side, we get 11x is equal to minus 3 minus 8. Therefore, 11x is equal to minus 11. This gives us x is equal to minus 1. Therefore, x equal to minus 1 is the solution of the given linear equation. Now, let us solve another example. Example 19. Solve 5x minus 2 multiplied by 2x minus 7 equal to 2 multiplied by 3x minus 1 plus 7 by 2. So if we observe this linear equation, we have a fractional term 7 by 2 that is on the right hand side. So we can first simply reduce this into simpler form like in the previous question. So for that, the suitable number to multiply both the sides is 2, and we can proceed in that way. But in this question, we don't choose that method because we have only one term in the fraction type, that is 7 by 2. And moreover, there is no variable attached to that. So this equation we will solve directly by simplifying. Starting with the given linear equation, 5x minus 2 multiplied by 2x minus 7 equal to 2 multiplied by 3x minus 1 plus 7 by 2. Simplifying on the left hand side, we get 5x minus 4x plus 14. And simplifying on the right hand side, we get 6x minus 2 plus 7 by 2. Therefore, we get 5x minus 4x plus 14 equal to 6x minus 2 plus 7 by 2. This gives us x plus 14 equal to 6x minus 2 plus 7 by 2. Now, transposing 6x from right hand side to left hand side, and also transposing 14 from left hand side to right hand side, we get x minus 6x equal to minus 2 plus 7 by 2 minus 14. So this gives us minus 5x equal to minus 16 plus 7 by 2. Now on the right hand side, making the denominators equal, minus 16 becomes minus 32 plus 7 whole divided by 2. Therefore, we have minus 5x equal to minus 32 plus 7 by 2. On simplification, we get minus 5x equal to minus 25 by 2. Now, transposing minus 5 to the right hand side, we get x is equal to minus 25 by 2 multiplied by 1 by minus 5. So, negative negative get cancelled, and 5 and 25 becomes 5, 5, 5 is a 25. Therefore, we get x is equal to 5 by 2. Hence, x equal to 5 by 2 is the solution of given linear equation. Let us take up another example. Example 20. Solve the given linear equation 3t minus 2 by 4 minus 2t plus 3 by 3 equal to 2 by 3 minus t, and check the result. Now, if we observe the given linear equation, we have fractional terms. We have two terms on the left hand side which are in the fractional type, and one term on the right hand side. So we will try to reduce this into simpler form, then solve it. Now, to reduce this into simpler form, let us observe the denominators of the fractional terms, and the denominators are 3 and 4. And we know that LCM of 3 and 4 is 12. Therefore, 12 is the suitable number to multiply both the sides. So, multiplying both the sides by 12, we get 12 whole multiplied by 3t minus 2 by 4 minus 2t plus 3 by 3 is equal to 12 whole multiplied by 2 by 3 minus t. Now, on the left hand side, to simplify, let us open the bracket. So 12 will multiply with the first term as well as second term. This gives us 12 multiplied by 3t minus 2 by 4 minus 12 multiplied by 2t plus 3 by 3. Now on the right hand side, 12 multiplies with both the terms 2 by 3 as well as minus t. Therefore, we get 12 multiplied by 2 by 3 minus 12 multiplied by t. Now, simplifying these terms, we get 3 multiplied by 3t minus 2 minus 4 multiplied by 2t plus 3 equal to 8 minus 12t. On further simplification, we get 9t minus 6 minus 8t minus 12 equal to 8 minus 12t. Therefore, t minus 18 equal to 8 minus 12t. Now, transposing 18 to the right hand side and minus 12t to the left hand side, we get t plus 12t equal to 8 plus 18. And on the left hand side, t plus 12t becomes 13t. And on the right hand side, 8 plus 18 becomes 26. Therefore, we get 13t is equal to 26. Therefore, t is equal to 26 by 13. This gives us t is equal to 2. So t is equal to 2 is the solution of the given linear equation. Now let us do the checking part. Here we need to check whether t equal to 2 is the correct solution or not. So starting with LHS, we have 3t minus 2 by 4 minus 2t plus 3 by 3. So substituting the value of t as 2, we get 3 multiplied by 2 minus 2 whole divided by 4 minus 2 multiplied by 2 plus 3 whole divided by 3. On simplification, we get 6 minus 2 by 4 minus 4 plus 3 by 3. This gives us 4 by 4 minus 7 by 3. Now to simplify, we need to make the denominators equal. So LCM of 4 and 3 is 12. Therefore, first term becomes 12 by 12 and second term becomes 28 by 12. So we have 12 by 12 minus 28 by 12. This gives us minus 16 by 12, and reducing into simpler form, we get minus 4 by 3. Now let us see RHS. RHS is equal to 2 by 3 minus t. Substituting the value of t as 2, we get 2 by 3 minus 2. On simplification, we have 2 minus 6 by 3. This gives us minus 4 by 3. Now we got LHS as minus 4 by 3 and RHS as minus 4 by 3. Therefore, LHS equal to RHS. Hence checked. This means the solution is correct. Now let us see the type of the equations which are reducible to linear form. Let us take an example. Example 21. Solve 3y plus 4 by 2 minus 6y equal to minus 2 by 5. So this given equation can be reduced into linear form. For that we just need to do cross multiplication. So cross multiplication gives 5 multiplied by 3y plus 4 is equal to minus 2 whole multiplied by 2 minus 6y. Now simplifying on the left hand side, we get 15y plus 20, and simplifying on the right hand side, we get minus 4 plus 12y. Therefore, we have 15y minus 12y equal to minus 4 minus 20. This gives us 3y is equal to minus 24. Transposing 3 to the right hand side, we get y is equal to minus 24 by 3. Therefore, y is equal to minus 8. Hence, y is equal to minus 8 is the solution of the given linear equation. Now, let us see an application. Example 22. The present ages of Hari and Harry are in the ratio 5:7. 4 years from now, the ratio of their ages will be 3:4. Find their present ages. So, there are two conditions given. First condition, the present ages of Hari and Harry are in the ratio 5:7. And the second condition, after 4 years, their ages will be in the ratio 3:4. Now we need to find their present ages. Let the present ages of Hari and Harry be 5x and 7x respectively. Because the ratio is given 5:7, so we have taken the present ages of Hari and Harry are 5x and 7x respectively. X is the common factor. Now, what will be Hari's age after 4 years? Age of Hari after 4 years equal to 5x plus 4. In the same way, age of Harry after 4 years equal to 7x plus 4. Now, according to the given condition, the ratio of their ages after 4 years should become 3:4. This gives us the equation 5x plus 4 by 7x plus 4 equal to 3 by 4. Now this equation can be reduced into linear form by cross multiplication. So we have on cross multiplication 4 whole multiplied by 5x plus 4 equal to 3 whole multiplied by 7x plus 4. Simplifying on the left hand side, we get 20x plus 16, and simplifying on the right hand side, we get 21x plus 12. Therefore, we have 20x plus 16 equal to 21x plus 12. Now, transposing 16 to the right hand side and 21x from right hand side to left hand side, we get 20x minus 21x equal to 12 minus 16. This gives us minus x equal to minus 4. Therefore, x equal to 4. We can use this value of x to find the present ages of Hari and Harry. Hari's present age is equal to, which is 5x originally. Substituting x value, we have 5 into 4, that is 20. Harry's present age is equal to 7x, that is 7 multiplied by 4 gives us 28 years. Therefore, Hari's present age is 20 years and Harry's present age is 28 years. So students, in this module 4, we have learnt solving of linear equations that are reducible to simpler form. And we have also learnt solving of equations that are reducible to linear form. This ends module 4. So before I complete with this chapter, students, you know that learning of mathematics depends a lot on doing mathematics, that is solving problems. So keeping in this mind, a total of 4 worksheets are made, such that one worksheet for each module. And each worksheet contains about 15 to 20 questions, which you are solving them. And worksheet 4 also contains a set of challenging questions, and attempt them also. Students, this completes chapter 2. I am Sudhakar. At present, I am teaching in AICS 3 Mumbai. Thank you for being with me through these modules. Thank you.